This is VOA News. I'm Joe Ramsey. Heavy fighting is raging across the Gaza Strip, including Israeli airstrikes in the north. The latest now from AP correspondent Jackie Quinn.
Israeli airstrikes are pounding as far north as the Yarun village near the border with Lebanon, as Israeli forces face heavy resistance from militants. This man says, there's no food, no water, no rice. There is nothing. Living conditions are zero. There are still efforts to negotiate another truce, but officials in Qatar say the willingness is less than what it had been before. I'm Jackie Quinn.
U.S. President Joe Biden and Ukraine's leader Volodymyr Zelensky will meet at the White House on Tuesday as the Biden administration steps up the pressure on Congress to provide billions more in aid to Kyiv in its war with Russia. The White House says the visit is intended to underscore the United States' unshakable commitment to Ukraine's defense against Russia's invasion at this critical moment. U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken said on ABC this week on Sunday, aid is needed to help Ukraine and Israel.
The only people who are rooting for it are in Moscow and maybe in Tehran and Beijing, which is not to provide this assistance.
Biden has asked Congress for a $110 billion package of wartime funding for Ukraine and Israel. Argentina libertarian economist Javier Milei took office on Sunday, warning in his presidential maiden speech that he had no alternative to a sharp, painful fiscal shock to fix the country's worst economic crisis in decades, with inflation heading towards 200%. While the speech was light on details, he said key steps would include a fiscal adjustment. This is VOA.